Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Ufloyd dike usha nendlu ke manje lapha MK hayi ndokudlala. So last week I heard.
So the listing.
Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Can I set this thing up, please?
No, because I mean, I'm not used to you just getting into it.
I'm giving you previously on Ready to Die.
All right.
Last week, I heard that Floyd was going to start his own party. I said, never. And now,
first things first.
Now, guys go to Parliament yesterday with the promise of seeing Floyd in Parliament. He's not in the parliamentary list. Instead, what do we see? We see Tutu Zuma fraternizing with the EFF very closely. They've always been friends, but not Julius Gibandla, since long before EFF was formed. But I don't know if this is an indication of things to come. No sooner had we seen that, then papers started leaking of disciplinary charges that have been leveled against Floyd. So far, I saw three charges, and I'll read them to you. I haven't been able to confirm whether this is true or not, but in MK, that thing is a sieve. So usually if it leaks, it's the truth. The first charge is gross dereliction and duty and negligence. So dereliction of duty, sorry, and negligence. So he refused to issue appointment letters to provincial structures. And then there was also regional structures and failure to respond to official communication. This is since 25 January 2025. They've even cited the clause there where he's charged under, clause 4.8. Any member who undermines the decisions of the leadership of duly constituted structures of the party shall be guilty of disciplinary offense. So that's the first one. The second one, abuse of office, right? And imposition of parallel structures. So they seem to feel that he's been running amok there and doing things his own way. And to be quite honest, I do remember some people in KZN alluding to that fact. Now, depending on who you ask, people will say Floyd has, let's call it a weakness for the opposite sex.
Yay!
So the day where they were supposed to have the rally in KZN, he came back to the hotel early in the morning. They're like, how, Floyd, where have you been? They're like, we've been trying to call you. Buses have been organized.
Man, he once hit on my woman at the airport. And she told me.
I'm telling you what I heard.
I'm telling you what I heard.
Now, generally, what happens is, even if somebody is competent, Minari, I've always told you, the women will be a weakness.
Ish.
Women will always be a weakness. Nations have fallen over women. If you can just have sexual discipline, I'm telling you, that was a condom. This is twee. I'm telling you.
Weakness is us.
I'm not you guys. I'm talking about people that can't control themselves around women. That's what I mean.
Around their desires.
There's nothing wrong with you guys as women. Oh. It's the desires of the world.
The desires.
Okay.
But, gay, can I be spicy to close this thing off?
Please.
In true Floyd fashion, you know how he would have survived at MK? If he actually met on Dudu.
Oh, wow.
If he made friends with Dudu when he got there, I'm telling you, the guy would have been president now. He just made enemies the wrong one. Having said that, yeah, I open the floor to you. I can see there's lots to say.
No. On the part of what's happening with him now and the suggestion that perhaps he should open a political party, I don't support it. Purely because I think everyone must know their strengths, even in politics. You know there are those who start parties, those who are the administrative arm of the more innovative one or the well-spoken one, the charismatic one, whatever the case may be. There has been criticism that Floyd is not necessarily the most charismatic guy, very intelligent, no one can take that away from him, but you need two kinds of people to start a political party. The one who's the outspoken one that people draw closer to, and then the one who is their support and puts together the constitution, etc., which is what he's good at. So on his own, I don't see him opening a political party. Perhaps it's time to go into the world of academia. I think he could survive there, be an African politics professor, leave it all behind. It's okay, personally.
Yeah, in the academia, you guys just look at it as a catch-all. Basically, people just go, I don't die. Here, academia. Because that's what you said about Mbuyiseni as well.
No, but the thing is, if they've gone to school and they love education, it's not that I'm saying that that's a retirement.
What happened to getting a job? Am I a professor? What happened to that one?
It's a job. It's a job to be a university. Yeah. I mean, yes. So he can be a lecturer. I think he's got a master's as well, the minimum requirement. So it's fine. There are institutions that are looking for educated people who also have the experience of being politicians, on the other hand. So it's good.
Mpo, is it the end of the road for Foshivambo's political career?
No, I don't think it's the end of the road. I think perhaps he needs to pivot. He needs to actually sit down and decide what it is that he wants to achieve in politics, right? And perhaps, I mean, I've always thought, as a human being, people are allowed to make up their minds and change their minds as time goes on. It's part of gaining new information and growing and whatever. So maybe nothing stops him smoking the peace pipe with Ututu. Take her out. Go have a conversation with her.
It's too late now.
We can never say that. We honestly can never say that. So when it comes to politics more specifically, I will never write anybody off. People do stuff and align with others when we think they are sleeping. So things happen. But on the part of him starting his own party, unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with Mfundo. Akusumuntu wabantu. And that's something he's been accused of in many, many spheres, including when he was in the EFF. Ukuthi, he's not a people's person. So, lapho shemai, no, marai vale.
So, do you play chess?
No.
In chess, sometimes you can do what's called a preemptive move. So, if I think I know you're going to move to C3, I can put my pawn, right, at B2. Just to make sure that if you move to C3, I can take you. Mm-hmm. Does it not make sense now why Julius posted that picture of Ile Mbalula? Just to say, hey, don't you dare. At ANC, we're good. Floyd was never expelled from the ANC. Floyd left willingly at the ANC.
After Malema's expulsion.
Now, you can see, you can't go back to ANC now. Malema's already there.
Yeah, like, no, man. You know, if you were to start a party, the perfect time, the opportune time would have been when he left the EFF. You know, I think there were still some people on the ground. No, if he had valid reasons, not just reasons of, we don't know what the reasons would have been. But he doesn't enjoy that kind of support and following on the ground. He just doesn't. Malema was expelled. We thought he was done with the ANC, but the thing is, he enjoyed a following, a huge, massive, almost cult-like kind of following, which he still does, by the way. Floyd has just never been that guy. And like somebody said, you must know your strong points.
But the ANC is not in need of a following, just like MK wasn't in need of a following. They are in need of somebody who knows structures and organization.
You know, structures and organization, but if you have left my party to go form another party, which then became the official opposition, and now you are with the other official opposition, why would I want you back in my fold?
I mean, also, you guys are busy, if as an ANC, you're busy in a GNU with opposition members, fully opposition members.
We don't even share the same
so
policies.
Come on.
True,
I mean, look at General Bantu Olomisa. But General Bantu Olomisa left them, he's in their government.
But as Floyd, would I feel that there is room to grow? I'm not going to grow there.
Oh, guys, you can't be talking about growth right now. You're out in the wilderness.
Batong, yeah. I
he doesn't know where his paycheck for June is going to come from. He's telling about growth.
I went from deputy president to SG to in the wilderness, and now I must be in the feather wilderness.
He's doing. He just needs a roof over his head. And and look,
guys,
MK, EFF, ANC, there's a big overlap of policies. So it's not like he's now just grappling for a position. He can still position it as the policies are still the same.
He wants a proper position.
He fumbled that.
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Do you think we are reading too much into things? It could be that Floyd Njie is still very happy with the best decision he's ever made at MK. And there's nothing to worry about. What say you?
Nice to meet you. Because this whole thing is not there. Let him go and apologize, and that's fine. It's okay. I think Julius loves Floyd, still has a heart for Floyd.
He may love him, but Julius will never forgive that. Julius doesn't play again when it comes to that. He will never.
Yo, I can't wait for EMK part to die because Joe Ududuzil has strength is to kill EMK. I can't wait for that part. After 5 years, this is the Ite Tungayo. We are tired of Ududuzil in a Patera Babaki.
So I have a question. What is it that Duduzile has against, or this alleged vendetta that she might have against Floyd? Because like Sizo, you're saying, had Floyd gone there and been friends with Duduzile, maybe he would have been far. Because I feel like maybe he was set up or he's been set up. But what is it that she might actually have against him? Does she feel threatened? Is it a power thing? Like, what could it possibly be?
I have no idea, but from what they're saying, they just don't like how he moves. They don't like how he got there and didn't ingratiate himself to the people that had always been there. And like I said, Duduzile has always been friends with Julius Malema. So I think she also just didn't like the fact that he betrayed Julius. She just didn't like that. She always spoke about the fact that if you sell out your own brother, the people are not going to trust you. You remember she said that? So it was always that.
Reading a couple of books doesn't make you intelligent. I've always questioned Floyd's intelligence, number one. Number two, ukujaliqiniso, i-call center ayikaze yashuta ngabantu. Floyd, uzoyangada. Academia, siyabonga. I don't think that Floyd can teach anyone anything. Having an honors or having a PhD doesn't make you much of a teacher, to be honest. Like I've seen these things. Ankulumi from a whiff. Thank you very much.
I went home calling you, Floyd, straight to you. Hey.
And all. I'm feeling.
Sis the world. Yena aya queen. Sis, sebenza ku stokvela family party. Yiyo lento le. It's like lento le yabo soul. Podcast and chill. Need 3 minutes. Maji, ma. Stokvela lento le.
How?
Podcast, man. Why is he catching strays now?
You know, fairness, you guys did fire your sound guy because he got into a beef with Mac G. So
No, he wasn't delivering. Episodes were late for the longest time. Meanwhile, he's busy doing album listening session. He's such a great guy, but he was not delivering. Consistently not delivering.
Oh.
Floyd, man, I feel pity for him. I feel pity for him. It's a lesson to many of us, even in our general lives. Never betray a brother that you've been close to, because betrayal of a brother, it's also spiritual. It comes back tenfold, and it's very, very difficult. But him, no, must not open a political party. He must rather, I don't know, go to FESA.
Look, I don't want to rush to use the word betrayal. I really don't know what happened and what transpired between Floyd and Julius. I do know that Floyd loved Julius. In fact, so much so, he's the one that convinced him to open EFF and start EFF. So I think something must have happened to get him to feel like he wanted to leave. And so that, we can't say Julius is the innocent party there. Because also, look at everybody else. You see? There's so many other people that left around that time. So something definitely must have happened. What I'm saying is, when he got to MK, he should have done more to ingratiate himself to the structures.
Even worse, if it's a predominantly Zulu, a contingency there, and you are Tonga, even worse, you got it like Uzekisa, man.
Mm.
Yo, I can't wait for EMK part to die.
Oh, we've heard this one.
Floyd, we all know it. He won't be going to EFF anytime soon. ANC, I don't think he can make it there, right? I think what is left for Floyd, and again, Ombuyiseni, all they have to do is to come together, open a black lobby group that will advocate for black people's rights, black people's good standing, and have a good, perfect forum for black people in South Africa. Fight for black people's rights. As for politics, I don't think he's done, but let him cool off a bit.
You know, last week, when we spoke about Floyd, I said to Kuti, you can never come between a father and a daughter relationship. And right now, with everything that is happening, Floyd, guys, because after this, there's no way with that relationship. He is not welcome with EFF if he does not see that by now. I wish I could not go to Haisham, but I attend and I have my head. But I heard that Floyd,
Bambiza ngoma VBS KZN.
Floyd is going back to the ANC. There's no other option for him. He must forget about his own political party. That's not going to work for him. He just needs to go back to the ANC. A Floyd and Figile assault on the EFF. Julius might be posting pictures with Figile. They've been friends for long, yes, but the ANC needs Floyd more than Floyd needs the ANC, in my opinion. Floyd must just go back to the ANC. He will be back in government very, very soon, if he goes back.
Okay.
You are spot on, Sizo, when you say Utiazugua window down Fazi. But nonetheless, it's not about that. But the charges that have been brought against Floyd Gwe MK party, it's a clear indication Uti, this guy has no leadership qualities, no leadership skills whatsoever. I mean, if he left the EFF to try and do better at MK, and then now manje Bamsusili is no longer the SG and Nyaganyaga manje, clearly you can see with the problem is just him. He has no leadership qualities, and unfortunately you can be an intellect, right? But if you don't have wisdom, I'm fair to you, gonna fail discipline. And then if Upizi Nabafasi ge Ike
on the streets, on the air, I don't think Floyd is done in politics. And in fact, if he were to open his own party, I'd be one of his voters. And you can see even amongst MK members, like serious MK members are not happy the way they expel him. So yeah, if he were to start his own party, I'd definitely vote for him.
Mfundo, Nompo, what right to see you, yes? Umubheka nasebhayibhelini inkosi Solomon or Samson or wavuka nganayinwele avuka nempandla shaya ngechiscope nendaba yabantu besimama. So naye nangu Floyd bekumele ayo-attenda ama-conference we-MK ufika laphayana ekuseni unama-makeup. It's the same thing. Abafazi vele bazokwenza ube untengantenge if uyindoda uma kuthi kanjani.
So Samson is the one you're referring to who had strengthened his hair. But also King Solomon also had lots of wives.
Hey.
So Jay Vele, Lady Avano, 609.
What song?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.